The eternal authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Through Adam's disobedience, sin and death entered into this world. Humanity was plunged into darkness, separated from the life, separated from fellowship with the Father, and brought under the domain of the enemy. But into this darkness came the light. Through the coming of Jesus Christ, who is the eternal Word, he was made flesh, and the way of redemption and the way of restoration was revealed. Jesus Christ came as the Son of Man to redeem fallen humanity and reconcile them back into right relationship and right standing with the Father. The Word of God declares, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. The Word of God declares that when Jesus heard that John was imprisoned, Jesus departed to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, fulfilling that which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, who said, "The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the shadow of death, light has dawned." From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand." There was nothing humanity could do to earn and warrant such mercy from God. No amount of effort, no amount of sacrifice, no merit on the part of man could ever reach the holiness of God. They could not reclaim the authority that had been lost. Yet through divine grace, that authority had now been restored and entrusted to the believer, not as a badge of pride, but as a sacred commission. The believer has been given not only the right to bear the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, but also with the possession of the name is the enablement to act in that name, to act on that name, to enforce his victory, establish his will, and to confront darkness with the authority of heaven. This is no empty title. It is the living reality of Jesus Christ working within and working through us as believers, because of two things. We abide in him, but most important of all, he abides in us. Jesus declared, "Up to now you've asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, so that your joy may be full." Again, Jesus said, "Whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you." One of the testimonies of healing, deliverance in the Word of God says this: "And there was a man in the synagogue who had an unclean spirit, who cried out, saying, 'Let us alone, what have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? I know you are the Holy One of God.' And Jesus rebuked him, saying, 'Hold your peace and come out of him.' When the unclean spirit came out, all were amazed, saying, 'What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands the unclean spirits, and they obey him.'" See, the authority revealed in Jesus Christ of Nazareth was not learned, it was not borrowed, it was not inherited from man, it was eternal. The unclean spirit recognized it, and he trembled before it. Heaven affirmed it, hell feared it, and the multitudes marveled at it. So it was when Jesus ended these sayings concerning the Sermon on the Mount, that the people were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as having authority and not as like the scribes. See, Jesus' word carries the command of divine power. His name, this all powerful name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth bears the full weight of heaven's throne. Concerning the authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it is not a doctrine for debate, but a divine reality to be lived out. It is not a concept to be admired, but a truth to be walked in daily. This authority stands forever established because of his sinless life, his sacrificial death, his triumphant resurrection, and his glorious ascension back to the right-hand side of the Father. Jesus said, "Therefore does my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down on myself, and I have power to lay it to take it up again." Jesus declared, "All authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth." This is the perfect will of Almighty God towards all people who have named the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth over their lives. This same authority has been entrusted, it has been in reality invested into those who will receive the salvation and the lordship of Jesus Christ over their lives. Jesus proclaimed this: "In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name shall they speak with new tongues. In my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover." Jesus declared, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt you." See, the authority that Jesus conferred upon his disciples then is the same authority that it has been endowed upon disciples today. All that Jesus asks is us who believe, is that we believe and that we receive this God-ordained authority and walk in it. The name of Jesus Christ is not a relic of history, but is a living reality, a living authority that will always be unchanged, unchallenged, unrivaled. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth remains the power of God to all who will believe and walk in his word. See, as believers in Jesus Christ, we are called to walk in his authority. We will never accomplish the will of God in our own power, but thank God that the same life that flowed through Jesus Christ, that filled him, that flowed through him, now that life has been given to us as we believe in him. And the same Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in us who believe in him. Jesus declared, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works I do shall he do also, and greater than these shall he do, because I go to my Father." The same authority that commanded sickness to depart, that commanded storms to cease, that commanded demons to flee, that authority now has been invested in our lives, and that authority is in and through the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The word of God says, "And Jesus arose, rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Therefore, let us no longer admire from afar, but let us walk as sons, let us walk as daughters, filled with the same Holy Ghost power that empowered Jesus Christ, the Son of Man. Therefore, let us speak his word, act in his authority, live in his victory. For this is the perfect will of the Father for all those who will believe and receive Jesus Christ into their lives." He said, "I have given you an example that you should do even as I have done. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bring forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing." For heaven's authority is no longer a distant glory to be received on our passing over, But this is a revelation for our lives. It is now, in our living in this earth, the reality of Christ in us, who is the hope of our glory. When that day shall come, Jesus said, you shall know that I'm in the Father, and the Father in me, and I in you. When we consider the authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we must understand that heaven has decreed it and hell cannot deny it. We can use the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that rules over every realm, heaven, earth, and beneath the earth. The Word of God says that at the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, things in earth, things under the earth. Therefore, the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth is eternally potent, eternally holy, eternally effective. The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth cannot weaken from time, cannot diminish through repetition, and cannot be overused. If every single believer across every nation were to declare this name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth all simultaneously at one moment in time, its power would not be lessened. It would thunder through the heavens in full, unchanging power and force. There are three important things that we must embrace as being believers in Jesus Christ. First of all, we need a living understanding of what it means to walk in and walk under the authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our lives must be yielded to it. Our lives must be governed by it. Our lives must be empowered through it. Secondly, the right to use his name has now been granted to us and is part of our covenant with him. And thirdly, we do not have to beg for it. We were born into it through the new life which is in Christ Jesus. To as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe in his name. We are called to speak that name with faith, conviction, and with purpose. The authority of the name of Jesus Christ is absolute, and his power within us is real. We have Jesus' word to lay hold of when he declared, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. This is really important. Our living in Jesus Christ, and most important of all, having Christ living in us, is not symbolic, it is supernatural. Through the Holy Spirit, we are vessels through whom his authority continues to move upon this earth. Jesus says, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, then no more can you except you abide in me. But Jesus gives us this a firm confirmation of his presence. For lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen.